I'm Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm happy to be here representing our Board of Directors and over 1,600 paid members of businesses in the Bryan-College Station market. I'm a little concerned that it's already been another year. Time flies, but I am very, very happy to be here to present the Chamber Day 2023 Business Survey results to the Commissioner's Court. Before I talk numbers, just a quick thank you, if I could, to Commissioners Aldrich and Berry for their participation in our Legislative Affairs Committee. The Chamber has, as we put together different governmental entities with our business leaders and put together our legislative action plan for our federal and state governments. I also want to appreciate and thank Commissioner Berry for serving on our D.C. delegation as we go and present these action items that are not only for the local business community, but for our local governmental entities as well, as we try to make this a successful place for businesses in Bryan-College Station. Our 15th annual Chamber Day was a great success. We appreciate the sponsorship of Brazos County. I'm here to announce we had 175 volunteers show up at Chamber Day. We put them in 50 different committees. We try to put a first responder with as many committee teams, as we can. We were able to visit 1,102 Brazos County businesses this year, and we have data from over 730 of those businesses participated in our survey. I know the court knows this, but for anyone who may be new, what we actually do when these 50 teams come in here, they will get a map of Brazos County. They will have their section given to them, and their team will go to that section, and they will find and walk in as many businesses as they have time to see or that they can locate. And when they go in there, they will thank them for being in business in Brazos County. They're going to thank them for their investment in the business that they put here. They're going to thank them for the taxes that they pay. They're going to thank them for their employees, our friends and neighbors that they hire, and we're going to thank them for the goods and services that they provide our county. And that's the main reason that they're there. It's a big thank you to our businesses. Also, we're going to ask them to complete this business survey because, as I've said before, when you walk into these businesses, you could be walking in and talking to an A&M or Blend student that's their first day at work, or you could be talking to a mom and pop that's been there for 40 years. But when you go into over 1,100 businesses and you talk to these people, you aggregate all their answers together, you're going to get a pretty good viewpoint of what these businesses are thinking right now. And with that, I'll jump into our presentation. These are the questions that we ask at our business survey and the answers that they got in general. First of all, we always ask, compared to the previous 12 months, you know, how have sales changed? And this year, we're pleased about 56% of the businesses we visited said their sales had increased, 14%, only 14% decreased, and 25% stayed the same. We'll break that down in a minute, but just flipping through with the actual questions on our local economy, we ask, what do you expect the local economy to do? This is a forward-thinking question. What do you think as a business person is going to be happening in the next 12 months? And 61% of the businesses we visited think the local economy is going to increase in the next 12 months, 11% decrease, and 22% stay the same. The next question we ask, which is an important question, do you expect the number of employees to change over the coming year? 45% of the businesses we visited said they expect to increase the number of their employees in the coming year. Only 3% said they expect to decrease their number of employees, and 49%, basically half, said they anticipate on staying the same. The next question we ask on the applicants, how do you rate the quality of qualified applicants in our area for your type of business? Sometimes this can be a little confusing because what we're specifically asking them is the quality of the qualified applicants. So not whether you're getting applicants or not, not whether you're able to hire, but when you're getting these applications in, you know, what do you feel about the quality of those applicants? And 45% said that they feel the quality of the applicants are good, 33% average, and 13% poor. And then one of my favorite questions always is the quality of life. outside of your business, how would you rate the quality of life here in the Brazos Valley for you and your staff? And 48% rated the quality of life excellent, 39% good, 9% average. There was 1% out there that said poor, and a couple percent did not answer. With that, if you'll continue through your packet, you can see how we have taken these questions. And there's a couple more questions that I will get to at the end. But these main questions we have divided out into by industry. We have a three-year spread, so you can see you can take your own time to go back, analyze, and evaluate. I'll just mention one thing briefly on each of those, but you can go through and look and see the different industries and how their answers have changed over the coming years. Overall, when you look at the spread of 21 to 22 to 23 on the first questions, how have sales changed? You can obviously look back in 2021. That's looking back from the previous year. So that's looking back at 2020 during COVID. And when we had 32% of our businesses say sales had decreased. Well, when you go back to 22 and 23, it's only 13 and then 14%. So that's basically staying the same. So you can see that the looking forward, everyone's viewpoint is very, very good. The majority of our businesses think sales are going to be better in the future. Over on the next page, what do you expect the economy to do? It's kind of interesting how back in 2021, people were expecting very high percent increase in 2021. Coming out of COVID, of course, 81% thought the economy was going to be better in the coming year. Last year, it dropped down to 71% thinking the economy was going to be better. And this year, while we said 61% think that it is going to be better, well, you can see that's a drop. We've gone from 81 to 71 to 61. So the trend is down looking forward, but still over half of our businesses think the economy is going to do well next year. But the trend is down. Next page, the number of employees you expect to hire. It's interesting. This is the number of employees you expect to hire. I would tell you anecdotally from talking to our businesses, we're still having trouble filling the positions that we have opened. That's not this question. That's just something that we know at the chamber. But when you're looking forward to seeing how many you're going to hire from 2022 to 2023, basically, it stayed the same, 44% in 2022 to 45% in 2023. People are still looking to increase the number of employees that they're going to hire in the coming year. And then, obviously, all the detail is below that. The next question, as I meant before, what the quality of applicants. If you look in 2022, the average and good was 75%. In 2023, average and good is 78%, probably statistically close to the same. People generally are feeling good when you're talking about 75, 78% on the quality of applicants. So they're pretty happy with that. And then on the final page of the breakdown, the quality of life, that is kind of interesting because 87% said the quality of life was good or excellent. Last year it was 88, but before that in 2021 it was 93, and all the years before that has basically been in the 90s. So there is a slight decrease on overall quality of life that could have something to do with what we're going to talk about in just a second on traffic or things like that, but still 87% thinks good or excellent is the quality of life in Brazos County. All right, something new on the next page we put for you. We took, and we've asked this question in the past, we've not presented this in the results, the business issues and concern. We always ask the businesses, which of the following do you think are the biggest issues facing your business in 2023? So they're looking forward for their concerns. Then we graphed it out across the bottom, and it's pretty obvious. By far, the number one concern is the general economy. So people, that is when they're looking at what their concern is going to be the coming year. The vast majority, 176, said the general economy. The number two answer was back to was employment, and that's, I think, going back to what we said before about finding the right people to fill their jobs. And then three and four, transportation and governmental regulation. So those are the top four things our businesses are concerned about going into the future. Next page was a brand new question that we asked, quality of safety. Comparing the past 12 months to the previous years, how would you rate the quality of safety and security in your business or neighborhood? Very, very happy to report 94% said it was either very safe or relatively safe. 49% said very safe, 45% relatively safe, 5% replied not safe, with 2% not answering all. There can be a rounding error on there by 1%, but 94% felt that their businesses were safe and secure at the current time. And then the last page that I'll present here today, I'm also very happy. It's our historically underutilized businesses. We asked them if our businesses we visited were a historically underutilized business. And we had 93 yeses, which was 13%. So 13% of the businesses we visited identified as historically underutilized. And so their results and their voices are in this survey. And we're pleased to report that to the court. That's my presentation on the 2023 business survey. Happy to answer any questions. And I want to thank you all once again.
Questions?
Thank you for the chamber doing this survey, and thanks to the volunteers who participated. Appreciate the update every year. It's always good information to have. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah, Glenn, thank you. Thank you for the role you play with the chamber. You do a great job.